Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back to At Your Service here on KMOX. Brad Young in with you this evening for another hour. Thanks for staying up late with us. We always appreciate that. And darn it, we have a good time here on At Your Service. Hopefully you are as well. There's a poll that came out today that I want to discuss with producer extraordinaire Matt Pajeski about the best candy bars of all time. Before we get into the results of the polling, Matt, you're a candy bar guy.
I do. I love a good candy bar.
Okay.
My favorite candy bar.
Yes.
It would be the Twix. And the reason why I like the Twix, well, I'll let George Costanza tell you why.
Twix is the only candy with the cookie crunch.
It really is. It's the best. You get a little bit of cookie, get a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of crunch. It's got everything. It's the best.
It's the best. So you're saying it doesn't matter what the experts say. It doesn't matter what the polling says.
No.
Twix is the best.
That's what I'm saying. I'm confident in that.
You're confident. Okay, good. Well, according to the experts, and by the way, how do you get to be a candy bar expert? I'm hearing that you, in fact, may be a candy bar expert.
I think you have to eat a certain amount of candy bars every year. You've got to, like, you know how certain pilots, you know, you got to get your flight hours. You got to get a certain amount of candy bars in your system to be a true expert.
You got to get the candy bar hours in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, looking at you, it doesn't look like you eat many candy bars, but it looks like to me I'm downing a lot of them.
You'd be surprised. I play it off well. I love a good candy bar.
You got good metabolism. Well, according to the experts, coming in at number 5 is the Kit Kat bar.
Love Kit Kat too.
You like Kit Kats? Okay, you can't go wrong with chocolate, but it kind of has a little bit of the Twix angle because it's chocolate, but it's also got kind of a cookie center, doesn't it?
It's a wafer. A wafer crunch. Yeah.
It's a wafer crunch. So you got the crunch and you've got the chocolate, the sweetness and the crunch.
But no cookie.
But it's the same kind of a feel.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
It's right. But according to Matt Pajeski, not even close to the Twix.
No. Okay.
Number four is Take Five. I don't think I've ever. Have you ever had a Take Five? It's by Reese's.
I am allergic to peanuts and peanut butter and all things nuts. So if there is peanut butter in that, then I've never had it.
I've never had that either. I've seen it, but I don't think it has peanuts. Yes, it does. It's a combination of peanut butter, caramel, chocolate, and pretzels. And by the way, is it caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
It's caramel, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think too. And I think if you say caramel, you're trying to sound pretentious.
Yeah,
okay,
agree.
Can we agree on that?
Yep.
Okay, good. It's caramel. And if you say otherwise, you're from Martha's Vineyard or something. Coming in at number three, and actually this one I've got a problem with. According to the so-called experts, coming in at number three is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Now, I like a good Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but is that really a candy bar?
No.
Does that... That would not even classify as a candy bar, would it?
What is it, though?
I don't know what it is.
It's not a bar.
I don't know what it is. I just know what it isn't.
What it is for me is a visit to the ER. Again, more peanut butter.
Well, that's true. I apologize. There's a lot of these candy products that have peanut butter in it, and I know that you can't eat it. But I wish I could classify what it is. It's kind of like bowling. I mean, bowling, I don't know that bowling's really a sport, but I don't know what it is.
It's an event. It's a competition.
It's an event, yeah. It's a sport for old guys, I think, is what it is. But I don't know what it is. And speaking of sports for old guys, I got to take a sidebar here and mention my wife just got me involved with playing pickleball. I don't know if folks are playing pickleball or not, but I actually enjoy it. And so I fit the demo of pickleball players, basically 40 and up. So I went to this pickleball tournament that my church put on a couple of weeks ago, and the people that won it were in their 30s. And I'm thinking, wait, isn't that discriminatory? Aren't I being discriminated against based on my age? We've got a pickleball tournament that's supposed to be for old people who are out of shape, or older people who are out of shape. That's me. And then if you're going to have some 30-year-old guy that played tennis as a kid and he's playing pickleball, to me, that's just not fair. And they should be banned and prohibited because I feel like I'm discriminated against based upon my age. And I gave that speech to my wife, and she said, Brad, save it for the radio. So I did, and so here we go. So number three was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Number two on the list of the best candy bars in the country. Now, Matt, you're going to be upset by this.
Oh, boy.
But Twix came in at number two.
I can't imagine what number one would be.
You want a recount, right?
It better be pretty darn good to beat Twix.
Well, number one will put you in the emergency department because number one is Snickers. And Snickers has peanuts.
Yes, it does.
So that's a no-go in the Pajeski household.
I'm really missing out on a lot.
You are. I
never grew up with the PB&J sandwiches, yep. Missing out on the Snickers and the Reese's Pieces. What a life this is, Brad. It's not easy.
But I really want to be a candy bar, so-called candy bar expert. Now, I will tell you one more story before we head to the break. At my house, when my kids were trick-or-treating, there was a guy on the other street who would pass out 50-cent pieces instead of candy. So for probably 10 years, my wife and I had this debate. She said, he's probably a banker. I mean, no, he's probably a dentist, and he doesn't want to give out candy because he's concerned about the dental hygiene of our neighborhood children. And I would say, no, he's not a dentist. He's a banker, and he's trying to teach kids the value of money and that money is more important than the momentary bliss that occurs when you eat a candy bar. So a few years ago, when my youngest daughter was just winding up her trick-or-treating, I finally asked this guy. I said, listen, we've had this debate for 10 years. Are you a banker or are you a dentist? And he said, neither. And I said, well, why do you give out 50-cent pieces? And he said, because I'm too lazy to go buy candy. Mm-hmm. And so I just get them when I go by the bank and I hand out 50-cent pieces because I really don't have time to go buy candy. We had made up this whole backstory about this guy, and absolutely none of it was correct. One of the things that we're going to get into in the break, and I want to pose this question for our next segment. What is the worst problem in America? What is the worst problem in America? If a pollster called you up and asked you that question, what would you say? Well, the answer will actually surprise you, and we'll discuss that with political strategist Raven Harrison next on At Your Service, KMOX. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Think about all of the issues that we have going on in our country right now. And there's a lot of them. And there was a Gallup poll that came out yesterday or the day before, talking about identifying the worst problems in our country. And as much as there are all kinds of problems, and we've seen some of them even this week, but we've got inflation, we've got problems with the deficit. We're going to see right now there's a problem with the debt ceiling, and we're seeing the Kevin McCarthy negotiating with President Biden over the debt ceiling. We've got inflationary issues. We've got a slowing economy. We've got the potential for a recession literally right around the corner. So with all of these issues, Gallup said, what is the worst problem in our country? What would you say? Well, the results of this poll will surprise you. And to break this down, I reached out to Raven Harrison. I've talked to her before. She's a Texas-born political strategist, former congressional candidate, daughter of two United States Air Force retired lieutenant colonels. That's amazing. She's a business owner, mother, host of the podcast Raven's Radar, author of Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America, the longest resume outside of George W. Bush, or George H.W. Bush, I should say. Raven Harrison, welcome back to KMOX St. Louis.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to talk to you. And I mentioned all of these things that are going on in America, and yet with this Gallup poll, participants in the poll identified government and poor leadership as the worst problem in America. Can that be right?
That can be right. That goes to show you how out of touch the people in our capital really are. We've gotten out of this balance of listening to what the American people want, and where government officials feel like they are smarter and more versed than the people who elected them. That's exactly what you are seeing, that despite what they are telling you, this is what the people are saying. We, the people, are saying we're not buying whatever you're selling.
Well, according to this data, this idea is really a bipartisan opinion, as government was cited as the most important problem by 24% of Republicans and by 18% of Democrats. Now, ideologically, and I think the answer is obvious, but why do you think more Republicans than Democrats see government as the main problem in this country?
Because I feel a lot of this centers around, at least politically, fiscal responsibility. What you're seeing is the kitchen table issues we are all facing right now, the economy, the inflation, the pain at the pump, the empty store shelves, all center around the same core concept, which is we cannot spend like this unsustainably, which has been typically the Democrat platform, tax and spend, tax and spend. And usually the Republican platform is cut, you know, tax cuts, and boost the economy. But that's where we are right now. This administration has had 3 years with all branches of the government, and they are spending and printing money and spending and funneling money to Ukraine and wars, and Americans are tapped out. They are stressed. So this comes down to you can't pass a balanced budget. We seem to be in one war after another. You close down the pipeline. We're no longer energy independent. There's fighting about, you know, who's going to be in Congress. There's a lot of infighting that's going on, and that's what people are taking notice of. Same issue is they don't seem to be able to be effective, no matter what.
We're talking to political strategist Raven Harrison. And Raven, I think you really touched on it when you said fiscal responsibility. And I've been upset. I've been very upset with a lot of Republicans over the past few years who have been spending. I would say they've been spending like drunken sailors, but I have a lot of respect for all sailors, even those who occasionally become intoxicated. But when you look at it, it seems like that only literally since the first of the year have Republicans revisited this idea of fiscal responsibility. What took so long?
It took so long is because they haven't been listening to us. We have a lot of cleanup that has to be done in the Republican Party. I've said that, you know, time and time again during the campaign, but that's what you're seeing right now is they're making it a priority because we are making it a priority. We are holding them to task. And this is a new era that we're ushering in of reminding people where the power lies in the seat of government. So we are now changing the direction. They want to tell us what the narrative is. We're telling them what the narrative is. But we're watching. People are watching. This kind of corruption, Brad, we never used to pay attention to this. Years ago, we knew politicians were corrupt. We didn't know how corrupt. And we kind of turned to, well, as long as they get mostly what they've done, but they haven't done any of that. We're getting ready to now have a discussion about the debt ceiling, which goes into that omnistrosity that was just passed.
Yes.
Which goes into the fact that we're already $31 trillion in debt, but we've pledged whatever Ukraine needs, however many billions we need, or however many villas the president's mother needs, we are there to do it. So that's where we are right now. We're at the break point where we just We can't sustain this. So now Republicans have to stop, you know, being wishy-washy, and they have to get up to the table and do their jobs.
Now, you, Raven, you advise political candidates and current elected officials, but aside from political partisan positions, whether you're on the right or on the left, but what do average voters want from their elected officials?
They want transparency.
Yes.
They want to see that they are holding to their party's platforms, whatever that is. You know what, you know, Democrats used to be the party of, perceived as the party of the working man. That tide has changed, but they're tired of seeing these people who are amassing incredible wealth, but then coming up to the podium and saying, we can't balance the budget, we need more money, we need a reconciliation, we need this. It's not jiving. How is AOC? She is 6 years in to being a Congress. She was a broke bartender. She's now worth $35 million.
Yeah, how does that happen?
It's the lobbyists, and it's the utter corruption that runs in here, these committees, and this is all you hear, investigation after this and grandstanding and all this other, and then, but that's the bottom line. How is Pelosi worth $294 million? How are all of these people worth this kind of money on their salary? Insider trading, spoiler alert, it's insider trading, you know, and that's why people are watching. Pelosi is notorious for bringing certain things to a vote that she's had a chance to either acquire stock or dump stock in. And this is now what Americans are starting to pay attention to is, you know, what they're talking about. They're all saying we can't balance a budget. Well, then how are you all millionaires?
Right. Well, you know that Missouri's own Senator Josh Hawley has introduced the Nancy Pelosi Act that talks about stock trading and insider trading. And obviously, it's supposed to engender a response when you call it the Nancy Pelosi Act. But it also highlights that this is a real problem when we have even the president of the United States currently, who's been in public office his entire life, and he's got about four different houses. Even today, the FBI and the Department of Justice searched his beach house. Well, how do you afford to buy a beach house when you're a public servant making, really, in comparison terms, not that much money?
Correct. And how do you afford to put a wall around that beach house? Who paid for that? You know, and that's the other thing we have to do is we have to start changing the verbiage. You know, they keep saying government funded. There's no such thing as government funded. The government doesn't have money. It's not doesn't have a job. It's taxpayer funded. It is always taxpayer funded. That is your money that's going to the Ukraine to secure their border. That is your money. Okay, that is paying to put a wall around his property, probably to keep him in. But that's what you need to be paying attention is they've been double talking us with this for a lot of years. And you are correct. You know, there is on both sides. So we have to start now getting the test. But, you know, Senator Hawley is right on point
yes.
with this. We've got to get, you know, there's a lot of damage the vodka queen did to this country. And it's going to take a while to undo it. But right now we've got to stop the political theater, the circus that's going on of, oh, we're going to have an investigation, we're going to have another one. Well, how much is that going to cost? And who wins at the end of that? It's not the American people.
No, it is not.
I'm glad that they're waking up to this.
Absolutely.
And stop allowing this double talk.
We're talking to political strategist Raven Harrison. And Raven, I've got just one or two questions left for you here this evening. And I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. The mainstream media delighted in the chaos that we saw surrounding the voting for the Speaker of the House last month. But isn't that the way democracy is supposed to work, where we actually see the votes, we see people working to get votes? Isn't that the way democracy is supposed to work, as opposed to the old days where we'd have a backroom deal and then there was no transparency and we were simply presented with someone rather than seeing them get elected?
You are on the bullseye. People squawked and balked. That is exactly what we want to see. We saw two things. One, that Kevin McCarthy had already moved into the Speaker's office before he was elected. So that tells you where the mindset was. And then when we started seeing these holdouts, I was surprised at how many Republicans, you know, called them traitors and terrorists. And I'm like, oh, no. This is what we asked Republicans to do. We asked them to grow a backbone. We asked them to challenge the status quo, to push back against the left. That is what we asked them to do. So I was extremely proud of those 20 who stood up and did the people's work. And we have a long way to go, but that was a great start. And change is uncomfortable, especially for establishment swamp creatures.
Exactly. This is why I love talking to you, Raven, because you really nail the issue in a way that's unequivocal and you get right to the point. You're a former congressional candidate, and I salute your parents, a daughter of two U.S. Air Force retired lieutenant colonels. Your resume is amazing. You've got a podcast. You're an author. If folks want more information on you, Raven, how can they find you?
Well, I'm always here when you need me. You can call me. Missouri can count on me anytime. I'm your conservative warrior too. But they can find me at ravenharrison.com. That's our website. There'll be information about the book, or they can find me on social media at Raven the Conservative Warrior.
And what about your podcast? How can folks find your podcast?
The podcast is Raven's Radar. We usually have links on the Conservative Warrior page on social media platforms, but it's on all podcast platforms, Spotify, Rumble, Apple. So anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find Raven's Radar.
Excellent. Raven Harrison, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this evening here on KMOX St. Louis.
Anytime. So glad to be here. Thank you.
My pleasure. Hey, I'm going to open up the phone lines. For you, what is the number one issue in our country? What do you want from elected officials, and does it bother you that elected officials would rather crow in defeat when they lose something instead of negotiating to get what's best for the American people? 314-436-7900. Call or text at your service. We'll be right back.
Trusted information, live and local. From the award-winning KMOX Newsroom.
You may not see it my way yet, but stick around. If you continue listening to At Your Service, you soon will. Brad Young in this evening here on KMOX. Ron's been holding through the break. Hey, Ron, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you.
What's on your mind, sir?
Number one problem is the nuclear war that Putin might start any month. He's been threatening it repeatedly over the last 13 months, you know, since his invasion,
right?
Despite what big lie he wants to name it. Since his invasion of Ukraine, he's repeatedly threatened to use nuclear weapons. He's not terribly specific about whether he's only going to nuke Ukraine or if he plans a global war, which would include the U.S. When you first mentioned this topic, I thought, oh, that terrible ice storm down in the Confederacy. But then I realized that even a modest-sized nuclear war is going to cut off the electric power supply to a much, to about 100 times as many U.S. citizens, maybe 1,000 times as many of us. We won't be able to get water supply. The sewage won't be treated. Food will stop arriving at the supermarkets. So
yeah, people who require medications. If we thought COVID was a supply chain problem, you know, what kind of supply chain problem would result from some sort of a limited nuclear exchange?
Yes, and if Putin or Kim or Xi or anyone else on the planet starts a nuclear war,
Well, yeah, let me jump in here on this, Ron, and let me ask you this, because I don't think that North Korea or China are a problem when it comes to nuclear weapons, because if North Korea launched anything, our ability to respond with overwhelming force would simply eliminate the existence of that country. And China wouldn't start anything because we're the only country that buys all the stuff from them. So it would be really harming themselves to start some sort of a conflict that involved nuclear weapons with the United States, because we're the country that buys their junk. But you're right about Putin, because he's a wild card. Let me ask you this, though. What do you think benefits Putin more, the threat of using nuclear weapons or the actual use of nuclear weapons? Which would benefit him more?
Continuing to threaten, if he can, if he could frighten several other countries just by threatening, that would serve his purpose. If he actually launches a nuclear war, you know, his 100 favorite hideouts would likely be evaporated within an hour.
Exactly. So that's the only thing that gives me hope, Ron, is because I agree with you. But I think that everyone always acts in their own best interest. And in Putin's best interest isn't to actually use a nuke. It's to simply threaten to use a nuke. And that's in his best interest. Because you're right, as soon as he would launch any degree of nuclear exchange, the outcry from the world would be enormous and overwhelming. And he would even lose the support of his sole large ally right now, China. They would back away from him so fast, even if he just used a nuclear, a limited tactical nuke in Ukraine, he would lose all the support from China. And I think that would certainly not be in his best interest. Hey, Ron, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your involvement here on At Your Service.
You're assuming they're rational.
That's right. Well, that's a good point. But thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. Hey, Bill's been holding for a while. Bill, what's on your mind this evening?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. How about you?
Okay. Let me first point out that I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm an independent, all right? And I agree with Raven that too many congressmen or people make too much money while they're in office from lobbyists. AOC is not one of them. I looked up a USA report that states that her net worth is $200,000. And I looked up another one from USA Today who says that she is the poorest member of Congress with a net worth between $3,003 and $45,000. And this $30 million or whatever, some source, they stated is $29 million figure is by this dot-com company called CA Knowledge that does not cite any sources.
Right. Well, none of these sources, though, Bill, and let me tell you right now, I don't disagree with you. I'm not arguing with you. According to Celebrity Net Worth, she's worth about $200,000. And I've seen that $35 million figure thrown out. We really don't know. But regardless of what her net worth is or isn't it a problem from your perspective to know that the average net worth of all members of Congress is well over $1 million. And doesn't it concern you to some extent to know that our elected officials who have a salary, and when I say this number, it's a big number for me and you, but it's not for people who live in Washington, D.C., but they're making between $150,000 and $200,000 a year. But these people become very wealthy, usually very fast. So regardless of what AOC's actual net worth is, doesn't that trouble you that our congressmen and women get richer and richer while they are supposed to be giving public service to us, the public?
Exactly. Well, let me say Josh Hawley, one of the people she mentioned that put out this Pelosi bill or whatever it was. Actually, he's been in Congress, 2 years?
Yeah, not very long.
Yeah, he's actually a millionaire now from the NRA lobbies. So, I mean, that is actually public knowledge. So one of the people that she... Now, like I said, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I love some conservative ideas. I love some liberal ideas. But I kind of like stay in the middle because, state your truth, I trust very few politicians, period.
But see, on that point, Bill, you and I completely agree. But I always approach this from the idea that it doesn't matter whether they're Republican or Democrat. What matters is the systemic issue that once you get to Congress, you become very wealthy. Once you become very wealthy and connected and do favors for those who have money.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Trusted information, live and local. From the award-winning KMOX Newsroom.
Try to see.
Well, you may not see it my way yet, but stick around. If you continue listening to At Your Service, you soon will. Brad Young in this evening here on KMOX. Ron's been holding through the break. Hey, Ron, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you.
What's on your mind, sir?
Number one problem is the nuclear war that Putin might start any month. He's been threatening it repeatedly over the last 13 months, you know, since his invasion.
Right.
Despite what big lie he wants to name it. Since his invasion of Ukraine, he's repeatedly threatened to use nuclear weapons. He's not terribly specific about whether he's only going to nuke Ukraine or if he plans a global war, which would include the U.S. When you first mentioned this topic, I thought, oh, that terrible ice storm down in the Confederacy. But then I realized that even a modest-sized nuclear war is going to cut off the electric power supply to a much, to about 100 times as many U.S. citizens, maybe 1,000 times as many of us. We won't be able to get water supply. The sewage won't be treated. Food will stop arriving at the supermarkets. So yeah,
people who require medications, if we thought COVID was a supply chain problem, you know, what kind of supply chain problem would result from some sort of a limited nuclear exchange?
Yes, and if Putin or Kim or Xi or anyone else on the planet starts a nuclear war,
Let me jump in here on this, Ron, and let me ask you this, because I don't think that North Korea or China are a problem when it comes to nuclear weapons, because if North Korea launched anything, our ability to respond with overwhelming force would simply eliminate the existence of that country. And China wouldn't start anything because we're the only country that buys all the stuff from them. So it would be really harming themselves to start some sort of a conflict that involved nuclear weapons with the United States, because we're the country that buys their junk. But you're right about Putin, because he's a wild card. Let me ask you this, though. What do you think benefits Putin more, the threat of using nuclear weapons or the actual use of nuclear weapons? Which would benefit him more?
Continuing to threaten, if he could frighten several other countries, mm-hmm. just by threatening, that would serve his purpose. If he actually launches a nuclear war, you know, his 100 favorite hideouts would likely be evaporated within an hour.
Exactly. So that's the only thing that gives me hope, Ron, is because I agree with you. But I think that everyone always acts in their own best interest. And in Putin's best interest isn't to actually use a nuke. It's to simply threaten to use a nuke. And that's in his best interest, because you're right. As soon as he would launch any degree of nuclear exchange, the outcry from the world would be enormous and overwhelming. And he would even lose the support of his sole large ally right now, China. They would back away from him so fast, even if he just used a nuclear, tactical nuke in Ukraine, he would lose all the support from China. And I think that would certainly not be in his best interest. Hey, Ron, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your involvement here on At Your Service.
You're assuming they're rational.
That's right. Well, that's a good point. But thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. Hey, Bill's been holding for a while. Bill, what's on your mind this evening?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. How about you?
Okay. Let me first point out that I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm an independent, all right? And I agree with Raven that too many congressmen or people make too much money while they're in office from lobbyists. AOC is not one of them. I looked up a USA report that states that her net worth is $200,000. And I looked up another one from USA Today, who says that she is the poorest member of Congress a net worth between $3,003 and $45,000. And this $30 million or whatever, some source, they stated is $29 million figure is by this dot-com company called CA Knowledge that does not cite any sources.
Right. Well, none of these sources, though, Bill, and let me tell you right now, I don't disagree with you. I'm not arguing with you. According to Celebrity Net Worth, she's worth about $200,000. And I've seen that $35 million figure thrown out. We really don't know. But regardless of what her net worth is or isn't it a problem from your perspective to know that the average net worth of all members of Congress is well over $1 million? And doesn't it concern you to some extent to know that our elected officials who have a salary, and when I say this number, it's a big number for me and you, but it's not for people who live in Washington, D.C., but they're making between $150,000 and $200,000 a year. But these people become very wealthy, usually very fast. So regardless of what AOC's actual net worth is, doesn't that trouble you that our congressmen get and women get richer and richer while they are supposed to be giving public service to us, the public?
Exactly. Well, let me say Josh Hawley, one of the people she mentioned that put out this Pelosi bill or whatever it was. Actually, he's been in Congress, 2 years?
Yeah, not very long.
Yeah, he's actually a millionaire now from the NRA lobbies. So, I mean, that is actually public knowledge. So one of the people that she... Now, like I said, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I love some conservative ideals. I love some liberal ideals. But I kind of like stay in the middle because, stay your truth, I trust very few politicians. Period.
But see, on that point, Bill, you and I completely agree. But I always approach this from the idea that it doesn't matter whether they're Republican or Democrat. What matters is the systemic issue that once you get to Congress, you become very wealthy. Once you become very wealthy and connected and do favors for those who have money, you then become less and less connected to the people who elect you.
And that's what I totally agree with. I totally agree with that.
And whether or not AOC is worth $200,000 or worth $35 million, the bottom line is, regardless of her net worth, the longer she's in Congress, her wealth is going to grow exponentially compared to your net worth and my net worth and anyone else's net worth, simply mm-hmm. because we send her, we being her constituents, send her to Congress to do work for them, not work for themselves.
Okay. Well, I'm not on the soapbox for AOC.
I know. You're highlighting that was an error, but I'm saying it doesn't really matter whether that number's correct or not.
Yeah.
The issue is systemic to all politicians.
I'm not going to say all. I'm going to say most politicians.
Most.
How long has AOC been in office?
4 years or six. Okay. I don't recall. It's either four or six.
Let's say between four or six. Now, if her net worth is $200,000, I mean, apparently she's not using too many lobbyists. But like you said, that's not important. The thing is, most of these Congress people aren't listening to us, and they're making money off of us.
Right. So what do you say, regardless of that issue, Bill, what do you say is the number one problem facing our country?
To me, personally, I think it's crime.
Hmm.
To me. People are not safe on the streets in cities anymore. You know, all these carjackings, robberies and stuff, that is my number one problem in this country.
Boy, you're so right. Do you think crime hampers the ability of the city of St. Louis to reverse its downward trend? Do you think crime's the number one issue there?
I think so. Personally, I do think so.
Yeah, I do too, because, listen, I run a small business, and we're located in St. Louis County. And if I were a business owner, I don't understand how or why I would ever want to put my business in the city of St. Louis, really because of the crime issue. There are lots of other issues that would make me want to locate here, but crime, it seems, would override all of those positive attributes.
Well, look at downtown, like off of like Washington, right by Tucker. All these break-ins and stuff in these apartments and high rises and businesses. People are not wanting to come to the downtown area anymore.
No, and that's a sad thing because I love St. Louis. I grew up wanting to live in St. Louis. I live here now. I love this place, and I hate to see it be on a downward trajectory simply because of crime.
Right.
Hey, Bill, I appreciate you calling in this evening. Thanks for joining us on Camel X.
Good luck to your business.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to take a break here and come up with the last segment. If you've got some thoughts on what's the worst problem facing our country, there are many, but this is still the greatest country on the planet, and I hope you realize it. Regardless of the errors, regardless of the problems, freedom here makes this place a beacon for the world. But what are the greatest problems? 314-436-7900. 866-436-7900. At your service. Don't go away.
Nearly a century of informing, entertaining, and serving St. Louis. KMOX.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
The inventor of Festivus. The festival for the rest of us. Mr. Costanza. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young here on our last segment. And I've got a lot of texts this evening, and two in particular. One person texted in and said, this administration is the biggest threat to our country. So, yeah, that's certainly one side of it. But another text is, I think social media is one of our biggest problems. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to that because I was talking to somebody today, and our kids today won't even pick up a phone and call. My kids won't call. They want to text all the time. They won't call. And I think because of this focus on digital communication and because of COVID, frankly, we've lost that ability to relate to people on a one-to-one basis. And I hope now that COVID is hopefully in our rearview mirror, we will be able to come out of that. On a different story, I wanted to bring back on Matt Pajeski here because we heard today that that Tom Brady is officially no jokes retiring.
Yeah, this reminds me of when whatever band from say the 60s to the 70s, they go on their final farewell for real this time, grand finale tour. But then they'll come back the next year and do one more show or one more tour, and then come back the next year and do one more tour.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's actually laws. One of the things that companies oftentimes do. My wife used to be in advertising, and she had to deal with this a lot because companies the biggest sales that companies have are grand opening sales and going out of business sales. So sometimes companies would say we're going out of business, and they'd have a big sale for 6 months, and yet they'd never go out of business. So there's actually consumer protection laws that prevent that from happening. But there are no consumer protection laws that protect us from quarterbacks who fake out on their retirement.
Yeah.
So what was your first thought when you heard about Tom Brady's retirement?
I mean, I don't know if I had any different reaction than the first time. I thought I feel like I believe him, and I believed him the first time, to be honest. Maybe I was foolishly believing him, but I don't know. This time it does seem like he's a little more sincere. He didn't have a great season, or at least the season that he had anticipated. So this one, it makes a little more sense for him to retire this time.
It does. And I thought that he would have retired last time simply because he was going out on a bang. He won the Super Bowl. And what a way to top off one of the greatest sports careers in the history of sports, not just football, but in the history of sports. But yet look at what his decision cost. And I think this was a decision that came from a position of pride, a position of I've got to be in the spotlight. I've got to be number one. I can't envision not being in that position. But look at what it cost him. It cost him his wife. It cost him his family. And it cost him to some extent, not totally, but there's a reputational cost because he came back because of pride. His team didn't do very well this year. So he went out on a low note. Instead of going out on a high note, it cost him a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And, you know, I have no idea what goes through professional athletes' minds, but Michael Jordan kind of did a similar thing where he could have retired on top with the Chicago Bulls, but then he played another season or two with the Washington Wizards, I believe.
Yep, so you're right.
I think it's just those people are just wired to just want to compete, and they'll get bored if they're not doing what they love to do, which is playing basketball or playing football. And now it looks like Tom Brady's going to be doing some sports commentating, right? Is that what you were talking about earlier?
Well, breaking news here. The New York Post is reporting that that Tom Brady has signed a 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox Sports to do not play-by-play, but to do color analysis on their football games. How do you think that he would be received as an analyst? Because I don't know. I'm assuming he'd be a good analyst, but how does that strike you in terms of fulfilling that innate desire of a competitor? Is it the same when you're sitting in the booth as opposed to being on the field?
It's not the same, but it'll keep him busy. It'll keep his mind off of his ex-wife, and it'll keep him surrounded by what he loves, which is football. You know, Tony Romo is a great color analysis, so maybe Tom Brady could be one too.
Yeah, Tony Romo does a good job. I watched him obviously recently with the Chiefs game, and he does a very good job. And here's a guy who was a quarterback for the Cowboys and was a very good player and stepped into the booth, so it can be done.
Right. Yeah. I just I wish him the best and hope things work out with his family. And you know, that's a huge loss for sure to risk all of that to go back for a mediocre season is really terrible.
It is, and it's hard to say you feel sorry for the guy.
Right.
Obviously, he's loaded. He's going to live till he's 150 probably. The way he takes care of himself, it's hard to say I'm sorry for him. But when you think about that going out on top, I also think of Tony La Russa. You know, when Tony La Russa retired, it was after the Cardinals won the World Series. He goes out, he's on top, and then at that point he goes out of retirement, but he just can't stay away. He comes back with the White Sox, and they did not do well under Tony La Russa's leadership.
No, and I don't know about you, Brad, but when I go on vacation to the beach, about a week after sitting on the beach, even I get a little tired of sitting on the beach. So I feel like these guys, you know, they retire, they go home, go on vacation or whatever. After that week of nonstop sunbathing on the beach, you get a little bored and you kind of miss the routine because, especially for baseball, I mean, 162 games, it's an almost everyday grind. That's all your life is at that point.
Right.
That's all you know. It's what you're used to. So there's probably some comfort and some familiarity with your job, with your sport.
You know, that's so right. First of all, I need to clarify, I've never sat on a beach for a week.
Wow.
I've never done that.
You should try sometime.
I've never done that. I can't stay away from my law firm that long. I have gone on a cruise that lasted a week, but never sitting on a beach for a week. But you're right, it would get old, particularly with those guys. And the only experience that I've ever had with that is my oldest daughter rowed all the way through college. She was on a rowing team, rowed through high school, rather. She was heavily recruited for college. Multiple schools, including Ohio State, Michigan State, offered her full ride scholarships to row. But she was a competitor, and she is a competitor. And I've seen that close up. And you're so right, Matt, when you say that his competitive nature for doing it since birth, practically, he's been a competitor. You can't just step away from that adrenaline high that you've been on for your entire life.
Yeah. This brings me back to when COVID shut down everything. I was in college at the time. At first, when this was just breaking the headlines there, I was like, wow, this is cool. I get off school for an extended time. I had no idea it was going to affect me for years. And at a certain time, I was like, wow, I need to get back to school, as much as I would have thought I would say that in my entire life. But I was dying to go back to school and to meet people and to socialize and just get back into the normal swing of things.
You are so right. And we don't have a lot of time left. And in fact, we've got some folks calling in here. We just don't have time to get to you. I'm sorry about that. It's at the end of the show. But if you think about Tom Brady, he's not going to miss any meals, this 10-year, $375 million contract. But I don't know that that's going to fulfill his anxiety, or not his anxiety, but fulfill his need for adrenaline based upon the life that he's lived. And I wish him all the best. I just wish he would have gone out on top. But in this instance, he didn't. And briefly, Matt mentioned a moment ago, COVID, speaking about going out on top. As we're looking at the stats now, this whole idea that we should have shut down our economy is now showing to be a bad experiment. That the shutting down was of no benefit to places that didn't shut down. And yet it was a crisis. It was crippling economically. So Tom Brady made a bad decision. Our country made a lot of bad decisions when it comes to closing down the economy for COVID. But my friends, you've made a great decision listening to Camel X tonight. And you should stick around, because coming up after the break, we've got the best of Dave Glover. And it's always a good decision to listen to Dave Glover. Brad Young, at your service. I'll be back next Wednesday night right here on Camel X.
Nearly a century of informing, entertaining, and serving St. Louis. KMOX.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
the inventor of Festivus, the festival for the rest of us, Mr. Costanza. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young here on our last segment. And I've got a lot of texts this evening. And two in particular, one person texted in and said, this administration is the biggest threat to our country. So, yeah, that's certainly one side of it. But another text is, I think social media is one of our biggest problems. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to that because I was talking to somebody today and our kids today won't even pick up a phone and call. My kids won't call. They want to text all the time. They won't call. And I think because of this focus on digital communication and because of COVID, frankly, we've lost that ability to relate to people on a one-to-one basis. And I hope now that COVID is hopefully in our rearview mirror, we will be able to come out of that. On a different story, I wanted to bring back on Matt Pajeski here because we heard today that that Tom Brady is officially, no jokes, retiring.
Yeah, this reminds me of when whatever band from, say, the 60s to the 70s, they go on their final farewell for real this time, grand finale tour, but then they'll come back the next year and do one more show or one more tour, and then they come back the next year and do one more tour.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's actually laws. One of the things that companies oftentimes do, my wife used to be in advertising, and she had to deal with this a lot, because companies, the biggest sales that companies have are grand opening sales and going out of business sales. So sometimes companies would say, we're going out of business, and they'd have a big sale for 6 months, and yet they'd never go out of business. So there's actually consumer protection laws that prevent that from happening, but there are no consumer protection laws that protect us from quarterbacks who fake out on their retirement.
Yeah.
So what was your first thought when you heard about Tom Brady's retirement?
I mean, I don't know if I had any different reaction than the first time. I thought, I feel like I believe him, and I believed him the first time, to be honest. Maybe I was foolishly believing him, but I don't know. This time it does seem like he's a little more sincere. He didn't have a great season, or at least the season that he had anticipated. So this one, it makes a little more sense for him to retire this time.
It does. And I thought that he would have retired last time simply because he was going out on a bang. He won the Super Bowl. And what a way to top off one of the greatest sports careers in the history of sports, not just football, but in the history of sports. But yet look at what his decision cost. And I think this was a decision that came from a position of pride, a position of, I've got to be in the spotlight. I've got to be number one. I can't envision not being in that position. But look at what it cost him. It cost him his wife. It cost him his family. And it cost him, to some extent, not totally, but there's a reputational cost because he came back because of pride. His team didn't do very well this year. So he went out on a low note instead of going out on a high note. It cost him a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And, you know, I have no idea what goes through professional athletes' minds, but Michael Jordan kind of did a similar thing where he could have retired on top with the Chicago Bulls, but then he played another season or two with the Washington Wizards, I believe.
Yep, so you're right.
I think it's just those people are just wired to just want to compete, and they'll get bored if they're not doing what they love to do, which is playing basketball or playing football. And now it looks like Tom Brady's going to be doing some sports commentating, right? Is that what you were talking about earlier?
Well, breaking news here. The New York Post is reporting that that Tom Brady has signed a 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox Sports to do not play-by-play, but to do color analysis on their football games. How do you think that he would be received as an analyst? Because I don't know. I'm assuming he'd be a good analyst. But how does that strike you in terms of fulfilling that innate desire of a competitor? Is it the same when you're sitting in the booth as opposed to being on the field?
It's not the same, but it'll keep him busy. It'll keep his mind off of his ex-wife, and it'll keep him surrounded by what he loves, which is football. You know, Tony Romo is a great color analysis, so maybe Tom Brady could be one too.
Yeah, Tony Romo does a good job. I watched him obviously recently with the Chiefs game, and he does a very good job. And here's a guy who was a quarterback for the Cowboys and was a very good player and stepped into the booth, so it can be done.
Right. Yeah. I just I wish him the best and hope things work out with his family. And, you know, that's a huge loss for sure to risk all of that to go back for a mediocre season is really terrible.
It is. And it's hard to say you feel sorry for the guy. Right. Obviously, he's loaded. He's going to live till he's 150, probably, the way he takes care of himself. It's hard to say I'm sorry for him. But when you think about that going out on top, I also think of Tony La Russa. You know, when Tony La Russa retired, it was after the Cardinals won the World Series. He goes out, he's on top. And then at that point, he goes out of retirement, but he just can't stay away. He comes back with the White Sox, and they did not do well under Tony La Russa's leadership.
No. And I don't know about you, Brad, but when I go on vacation to the beach, about a week after sitting on the beach, even I get a little tired of sitting on the beach. So I feel like these guys, you know, they retire, they go home, go on vacation or whatever. After that week of nonstop sunbathing on the beach, you get a little bored and you kind of miss the routine because, especially for baseball, I mean, 162 games, it's an almost everyday grind. That's all your life is at that point.
Right.
That's all you know. It's what you're used to. So there's probably some comfort and some familiarity with your job, with your sport.
You know, that's so right. First of all, I need to clarify, I've never sat on a beach for a week.
Wow.
I've never done that.
You should try sometime.
I've never done that. I can't stay away from my law firm that long. I have gone on a cruise that lasted a week, but never sitting on a beach for a week. But you're right, it would get old, particularly with those guys. And the only experience that I've ever had with that is my oldest daughter rowed all the way through college. She was on a rowing team, rowed through high school, rather. She was heavily recruited for college. Multiple schools, including Ohio State, Michigan State, offered her full ride scholarships to row. But she was a competitor, and she is a competitor. And I've seen that close up. And you're so right, Matt, when you say that his competitive nature for doing it since birth, practically, he's been a competitor. You can't just step away from that adrenaline high that you've been on for your entire life.
Yeah. This brings me back to when COVID shut down everything. I was in college at the time. At first, when this was just breaking the headlines there, I was like, wow, this is cool. I get off school for an extended time. I had no idea it was going to affect me for years. And at a certain time, I was like, wow, I need to get back to school, as much as I would never have thought I would say that in my entire life. But I was dying to go back to school and to meet people and to socialize and just get back into the normal swing of things.
You are so right, and we don't have a lot of time left. And in fact, we've got some folks calling in here. We just don't have time to get to you. I'm sorry about that. It's at the end of the show. But if you think about Tom Brady, he's not going to miss any meals. This 10-year, $375 million contract, but I don't know that that's going to fulfill his anxiety, or not his anxiety, but fulfill his need for adrenaline based upon the life that he's lived. And I wish him all the best. I just wish he would have gone out on top. But in this instance, he didn't. And briefly, Matt mentioned a moment ago, COVID, speaking about going out on top. As we're looking at the stats now, this whole idea that we should have shut down our economy is now showing to be a bad experiment. That the shutting down was of no benefit to places that didn't shut down. And yet it was a crisis. It was crippling economically. So Tom Brady made a bad decision. Our country made a lot of bad decisions when it comes to closing down the economy for COVID. But my friends, you've made a great decision listening to Camel X tonight. And you should stick around, because coming up after the break, we've got the best of Dave Glover. And it's always a good decision to listen to Dave Glover. Brad Young, at your service. I'll be back next Wednesday night right here on Camel X.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.